Praise the Lord, everyone. Good morning. Today is Thursday. This is the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Roxie Williams, here with you live on location from Orlando this morning, and we're tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. Each day, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, we tackle a new topic, have group prayer, and I assign a new task each day of the Morning Motivation Broadcast. Our topic for this morning is, this is your season. This is your season. And our scripture comes from 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. While you're getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can join me live for this hot breakfast by calling in at 323-870-4180. Again, that's 323-870-4180. I have a long table, so everyone's invited. Come on in and get this hot breakfast with me. Secondly, I remind you that you can learn more about me and the ministry, upcoming events. I will be preaching a one-night-only Good Friday revival coming up soon in Alabama on my ministry website, and that is at feeldefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bible ready. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2, 9, and I am reading from the KJV. For as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor hath it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. What is our topic for this morning? This is your season. Today is your season. Come on and repeat that after me. This is my season. Praise the Lord. Have you ever just been in a state of expectancy spiritually, where you are walking around feeling as if you are about to birth a spiritual baby, because you know that the Lord has not only great things in store for you, but you can actually feel the manifestation, or I should say the transition of those things manifesting from the spiritual realm into the natural? Well, that's the feeling that I have. And that's the word that God gave me for this morning, not only for my life, but for me to exhort into your life, that this is your season, that you've been waiting long enough to see the goodness and the glory of the Lord, that I've been waiting long enough to see the goodness and the glory of the Lord, and that the windows of heaven have been opened unto us today. And those things wherein we have been travailing, praying, fasting, shouting about, whatever we've been doing, God says, this is your season. And what a great thing. You know, as I'm here in Orlando, I'm here to speak at a statewide conference today. And the hotel where I'm staying also has the players for the NCAA, you know, March Madness championships or conference. And I'm not really a college basketball fan, but as I was just looking at the huge signs and the brackets, everything they have here. You know, you got the teams, you got the players, you got so much going on. I could just imagine how they feel as they come in preparing to walk away victoriously. They're in anticipation. They don't walk in thinking that they're going to lose, but instead that this is their time to win, that the labor is about to be rewarded. Well, that's how I'm feeling this morning. I mean, I really could shout hallelujah, because I know now that this is my season. And I want you to stay encouraged this morning. You see, sometimes you will be standing right at the edge of breakthrough and not even be aware that it's there. Sometimes you're standing right at the edge of resolution, right at the edge of an answer, right at the edge of stepping into your new life, but you don't realize it because your focus is only on what's going on right then and there. But I want to encourage you to remember that God has greater in store for you, and that today begins that day. And there's nothing you could even think about or dream about that will even be close to what God has for you. Is your season. This is your new day. This is your new time. This is your day of victory. Let's get ready and go before the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, begin to magnify the Lord. Begin to praise and thank him. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? Dear Lord, we come this morning in the holy name of Jesus. Father, we are excited. We are ecstatic, exuberant, and enthusiastic about what you're doing right now for our lives. Father, we come with the utmost faith that this is our season of joy, our season of resolution, our season of victory, our season, Lord God, of healing, our season of salvation, deliverance, sanctification, financial breakthrough, our season, Lord God, of prosperity and purpose, our season of divine intervention, our season of walking into the greatness of God, into the newness of life. This is our season. And we praise you, Lord, that you have sealed it with your blood. You have given unto us this day what we've never seen before, what we've never heard before, and what we've never been able to imagine. And God, what can we do? Glory, but magnify your holy name. Now, Lord, let us walk in purpose. Let us stay focused on the prize. Let us not look to the left nor to the right, but to walk looking straight ahead, because now we're walking in the right place, in the right time, with the right people, doing the right thing. And there is nothing, Jesus, that will be withholding from us. Lord, I ask that you bless everybody on this broadcast. You know every need, and I come in agreement with them that it's done. Because this is their season, Lord. This is my season, Lord. This is our season, Lord. Help us to rejoice. Help us to rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise the Lord and just say, today is my season. Today is my season. You got to feel this thing. Say, today is my season. Hallelujah. I magnify the Lord. You guys just don't know. I mean, I'm so joyous. I really feel that thing today. Today is my season. Hallelujah. The announcements for today, I first of all want to remind you to tune in with me. The number is 323-870-4180. And not only to tune in with me for our breakfast date, every morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, but to invite someone else to breakfast. If for any reason you can't call in live at 6:30, go to the website and you will be able to hear this message posted after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second thing is to pray for me this morning as I go in to speak. There are over 200 people that I'll be speaking to today in relation to health law. For those of you who know me, you know and I'm an attorney, and some different things in relation to health law and documentation. Monday night I was in St. Augustine, so I've been on the road this week, but I want you to pray for me and that I be a light. Even as I speak, that I be a light. Pray for my family, too. As you know, we had a death in the family this week. All right. Our topic for this morning is this is your season. Your task for today is to walk around in expectancy to see your supernatural blessings manifest. I can't wait to tell you about mine as they come into being. All right, everyone, I love you. And I'll see you in the morning. We got a breakfast date. Don't be late. 6:30 a.m. Eastern. This is Evangelist Rossi Williams, the Morning Motivation Broadcast. Bye-bye, everyone. I love you. Praise the Lord.